We've got Erica McBee, and Erica, you are with the Kearney FFA chapter. Is that right?
That is correct.
And what do you do over there at the FFA?
Well, I am their advisor. I've been at Kearney for 4 years. We started the Kearney FFA program and the Kearney Agriculture program 4 years ago. So still pretty new.
We have Aiden Foltz and Faith Mick. And you are both members of the FFA. And I can see right there that you have your embroidered shirts on. They're very cool, matching embroidered shirts. And Aiden, you've got your secretary. It says 2018-2019 secretary. Tell me about that.
Yeah, last year I was the secretary. And then this year, I was elected president of our chapter.
For people who don't know, what do you guys participate in throughout the year?
Good question.
Yeah, we go to a lot of leadership events. We go to national and state convention. In the spring, we have CDEs, which are like contest teams that we go on. So this year, I was in floriculture and Faith was in agronomy. So we just go and compete with other schools.
For agronomy, my contest, we studied all the different kinds of seeds and like weeds in the Missouri area. And so we would identify what each different seed was and then what the plant looks like once it's grown. And then we also took a test just like about the seeds and like their growing conditions, when to harvest them and stuff like that.
So what else do you guys do throughout the year?
We go at one point in the year, we have a opportunity to go to like a public speaking academy. So where they just will help us to be better public speakers.
I can tell it's worked.
Say,
it's worked.
Yeah, actually, you guys,
you're doing a great job. Yeah.
Thank you. And we just go to a bunch of leadership events throughout the year. Our Green Hands, which are our first year members, have the opportunity to go to like their own leadership sessions. And we take them to a conference at the beginning of the year and like where they get inducted to be in FFA.
There is a technical aspect now, you know, computers and so forth. Tell me about some of the things that I might not be aware of that FFA does in terms of technology.
So I would say in the classroom, we do a lot of labs that are like on computers or using WebQuest, which are like they can gather temperature, dissolved oxygen, just whatever we're doing a experiment over. So we get a lot of practice on the computers using technology like that and then with all of our sensors.
Yeah. And that brings up a good point. So what are you guys wanting to do in the future?
I've always wanted to be a teacher like since I was little. So being an ag teacher is definitely something I'm considering, or working in like the ag business field somewhere. My sister is actually going to Northwest this next year to major in ag business. So I'll see where that takes her and if that's something that I'm interested in.
Let her go first.
And yeah.
Good plan. Yeah. And what do you want to do?
So I'm kind of along the same lines as Aiden. So I'm thinking about being an ag teacher or possibly like ag sales or marketing. Mm-hmm. And then I've also kind of the last few years been going on and off between a veterinary and doing something in that field.
What else is going on over there at the school?
Yeah, we have a brand new classroom. It's very big compared to our other one and it has a lot of new updates. And we also got a greenhouse out, like just outside of the school that our plant science class uses to grow plants and just
experiment.
Yeah, to experiment with. Mm-hmm.
So, what kind of experiments do you do?
I was in the animal science class last year, but this year I'm taking the plant science class.
Do you do any animal experiments, like try to grow weird animals?
No, we did get to dissect some animals, though.
Really?
Yeah.
What are we dissecting these days?
We dissected
pigs.
Pigs.
What is it you're doing it for? What are you trying to what are you learning?
Mostly to just like identify the internal part of pigs or any animal that we're identifying.
Like the organs and how it works and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
We like to say like any student can get something out of this program, regardless if they continue a career in agriculture or if they live inside city limits, they can get something out of the program.
I think that's right. And, you know, hats off to the Kearney, Missouri School District for recognizing that and, you know, and building infrastructure to accommodate it.
Absolutely. The school district, really cool. The community has been incredibly supportive and just letting us kind of build our dream and design what we want. Right. And the numbers, like the enrollment that we have for kids just keeps growing. So I think we can see like kids love it. There's a need for it there.
How many kids do you have in the program?
I have just over 100 in class.
Wow.
And then I have 52. Last year we had 52 in FFA. Wow. And you have to be enrolled in a class to be in FFA.
Oh, I see.
It's an intracurricular organization.
Well, outstanding. We have had a terrific day today. I want to thank Erica McBee, who's just been one of our local teachers from the Kearney chapter of the FFA. Aiden Foltz and Faith Mick, both who are FFA members. Thank you so much for listening to us here.